is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
All right, there we are. I think we're ready to go. It is a Monday in every sense of the word, I assure you. Hey, it's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. Sometimes I don't tell you this because, you know, that's just, you don't care, all right? But sometimes there's a bunch of activity going on, sometimes beneath my feet, sometimes right there in front of me. And so every now and then you might hear me sound a little distracted, and usually that's what's happening. Something technical is going on that's preventing me from gliding through this program effortlessly and flawlessly as possible. But that's happening today. We've been having some equipment problems, so we're going to be trying to work on them as I'm talking to you. But you know what? Not going to stop me. I can do this if I were using a telephone. I can do this if all I had were 3 minutes. I could do this if all I had were 3 seconds. I could do this with calls. I could do this without calls. I am a P-R-O professional. Hey, it is Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. You can join in the conversation a number of ways, 405-608-4377. That is what we call the pot. Plain old telephone. Pot. Not Pottawatomie County. Not that stuff that the Chinese are trying to black market all over the place. Not that stuff you would smoke in college so you wouldn't have to take your exam, or at least you wouldn't care if you failed your exam. Plain old telephone. P-O-T. Pot. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. All right, so you're driving. Don't want to use the pot. And I hope you don't. Well, you can email me to the letter L, the word Matthews, that's two T's, at freedom969.com. Name of the radio station, also the website. See how convenient that is? Find me on X and also find me on Facebook. I usually do a little Facebook live thing, but I haven't been able to put one together today, so we'll just do the best we can. All right, some Supreme Court decisions were handed down earlier today. I know you want to talk about those. Let me get into what they are, and the biggies are expected tomorrow. Tomorrow we're supposed to see the biggies, and that would be birthright citizenship and some of the presidential powers. So that's coming tomorrow. But I will tell you what was announced earlier today, and you can tell me what you think. New laws kick in, first of the month. Now, there's over 100 of them. I'm only going to go over the ones I think you care the most about, and you can tell me what you think. Friday, I talked about a grand jury that was investigating Governor Stitt and a case involving a DUI. Well, that grand jury basically handed down a no true bill, it's called. Meaning, nothing criminal has happened. And this is a what did I tell you moment. I said on Friday, whether you like what the governor did or don't like what the governor did, he has the legal authority to do it. And the grand jury seemed to agree. So Stitt claims, actually, this isn't as bad as it's being made out to be. He claims that this is all a bunch of Bravo Sierra. This is a bunch of stuff, political stuff. And you understand what I mean when I say stuff, all right? Yeah. What rhymes with fit? Yeah. We had some more bombing in Iran. Because of my technical difficulties, I can't play bomb, 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 bomb Iran, but that's okay. You know what I was doing over the weekend? Because I'm going to be hosting, I'm going to be emceeing, along with Bill Reed from down the hall from The Wolf. He and I are going to be emceeing the upcoming Liberty Fest 2026 parade. And usually what I like to do is put together some patriotic music that we can play in between, you know, when people are getting fired up for the whole shebang. And I was going over my list, my patriotic playlist, as it were. And the thought occurred to me. Should I add Bomb Iran by Vince Vance and the Valiants? Should I? And I thought, no. That'd be a little in your face. That'd be a little too in your face. We're supposed to be celebrating the 250th founding of our nation. We shouldn't be celebrating killing people. So I decided not to. But since we're on Route 66, I thought, ooh, let me get your kicks on Route 66. Well, then I started looking to get your kicks on Route 66 cuts. And yeah, I like Nat King Cole. But his music, so, you know, his version of Get Your Kicks on Route 66, which, by the way, I think was the biggest hit, a little too what we call middle-of-the-road sounding. I want something that's jamming, something that sounds like a party. And I found John Mayer's version from the Cars soundtrack. So I think I'm going to add that to the playlist. And then a bunch of other great 4th of July songs. Anyway, that's part of what I spent my weekend doing on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. We got to remember, though, we are negotiating with Persian rug merchants. Okay? The more they keep us talking to them, the better off they are. When we cut a deal and move on, they lose their opportunity to continue to try to cut a deal. You see what I'm saying? Persian rug merchants. It is an endless circle of haggling. As long as they can keep you looking at the rugs and talking to them about the rugs, they've got you. The minute they say, okay, deal, and you give them the money and they walk off with the rug, they no longer have control over you. That's what this is. This is a control issue. And this is not the control issue of a contrite, defeated enemy. This is the control issue of a sly, slimy, often camouflaged, often lying, always deceiving. The type of person that can look you in the eye and tell you the greatest of lies and not even believe. You know, when someone's lying to you, there's a couple of things. I learned this, well, one of the few things I learned in communication classes. There's a couple of things that people do. They look away. They look away from whoever they're talking to. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down, sometimes it's to the side. But most people break eye contact when they're lying to you. A little of it is because they don't want you, they're being deceptive, and it's very difficult to look someone in the eye and be deceptive. Sometimes they may kind of turn away when they're lying to you. Their body language turns them away. Definitely, you'll see a change in their body language. It's a more reserved. They may cross their arms in front of you. They may put their hands in their pockets, or they may clasp their hands across each other because, again, they're trying to defend themselves. They know they're saying something that's not true or that is deceiving, and they are defending themselves against whatever your reaction might be. Well, that's what these Iranians are doing. They aren't the contrite, defeated enemy that we once saw, in Japan. Please. They're not even the Iraqi army. Do you remember the video of after we carpet bombed Iraq, and they were not only surrendering, they were grabbing the hands of our servicemen and kissing them. Thank you for stopping. Please stop. We're not getting any of that from these people. Anyway, I've got the latest on that coming up, too, on Freedom 96.9. So much ranch dressing is leaving our nation. The UPS store finally woke up and said, hey, we'll offer a discount to ship it to wherever you're going. And then the WNBA, you know, I don't I don't pay a lot of attention to professional sports anymore because I see what others don't see. And, you know, in terms of violations. And when Caitlin Collins got her neck stepped on or pushed down by that other woman, and they didn't call the penalty, I thought, you know, the WNBA owes its recent popularity, fame, and all that extra money they're making to Caitlin. And she's never going to get the credit, and I will tell you why. So all that's coming up. Your calls, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Happened to more friends of mine, lost their jobs because a corporate policy is counterintuitive and productive at the local level. Now, I'm not saying all companies do this, but many of them do. And that's why when it comes time to buying a car, a lot of the dealerships in Oklahoma City area and the metro are owned by out-of-state hedge funds and or companies. And they're not there to make their spreadsheets look good. They're not there to take care of you. That's why hometown dealerships, like the one in El Reno from Frontier Auto Group, are there. And, yeah, they still have to answer to some corporate this and that, but they've been in El Reno for over 90 years. And there's a good reason for it, because they treat you right. They treat you the old-fashioned way. Some things are better done the old-fashioned way, and one of those is buying a car. So check them out. 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with range rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 in Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious, just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
As we gear up for barbecues and fireworks, there's still fireworks happening in the Middle East and in Washington, D.C. over trying to get legislation passed. I'm Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive deep on the news of the day, cover all the breaking news, and I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9, the voice of freedom across the great state of Oklahoma.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at freedom969.com. Going to go over some of the Supreme Court rules that were handed down earlier today. and what they mean for you. Some new laws kicking in. We'll get into that and how they affect you. Not, they don't kick in today. They kick in on the first of the month, but all understandable. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation, 405-608-4377. Rowdy in Shawnee, good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, I was speaking with one of your guys earlier today, Aaron. I've been listening all day to you guys. You know, when you brought me over from the Evil Empire,
you infested
the whole Freedom radio station. So
That's fine with me.
All day long.
Yeah. All we ask, Rowdy, is 5 minutes.
That's five minutes.
Yes.
But I want to touch on real quick before I go on my topic, which you give me three, four topics in. But you talk about when you're lying to somebody, you don't look at them.
Yeah.
I personally have an issue with looking at people in the eyes, not because I'm lying to them, because I just don't really like people.
And,
you know, some people I hate less than I hate other people, but I just don't really care for people.
Well, I usually try to make good eye contact because I want them to know that I'm genuinely interested. And then when I get bored, I really have to focus on keeping my eyes on them when I'm terribly bored.
I used to be a dentine chewer because I didn't like, you know, I was worried about my breath and stuff like that. And I've talked to some people that, you know, man, I swear, between smoking and coffee, they were terrible. But
yeah,
I was just wanting to touch on to that. And as for Clayton Clark and Sophie Cunningham, that's the only reason. I'm not much of an athletic supporter. Because the only reason I watch NBA or WNBA is because of them. She's done so much. And there's people coming and say, well, they're trying to make it a racial thing. No, Reese is trying to make it a racial thing.
Yes.
They hate it that there's a white girl that comes in there and she's shooting three-point shots from nearly half court. And she's taken over that sport. And it's more popular now than it's ever been in his life. They're flying in private planes and stuff like that. And they can't stand that because, you know, that's not the narrative.
I said Caitlin Collins. That's the CNN reporter. I meant Caitlin Clark. Thank you for correcting me on that.
But here's the other thing.
But here's the other thing, though, Rowdy. Here's the other thing. Okay, she's white.
Yeah, exactly.
She's attractive.
She's not gay.
She's smart and she's straight. Yes.
And that just does not fit the narrative.
Yeah.
Because for so long, sports have been taken over by certain groups and stuff like that. And if you remember a while back, they used to say, well, we need to have more black coaches because of sports, you know. And because there's 70% black players in football and you only got so many 3% black stuff. Well, how about let's go make it 50% white players and stuff? Well, no, we don't want to do that. But I just want to touch on that because you brought that up. And the thing I was talking to Aaron with today. Is, you know, the two bills they passed. One of them, you can't have a cell phone in the school from bell to bell. Not a big fan of that because I have grandchildren in schools and that's kind of an emergency thing for them. And he said, well, how about, you know, we just don't have a internet. Well, that's fine, but I got grandchildren that can walk past the internet like a hacker.
Yeah.
And that won't really help. And also the raise on teachers' raises. Nobody's a big fan of that. You know, we did that once before. It was for the students. And then all of a sudden, everybody got raises. And guess what? I know teachers now in classes, and they have not helped the school system.
What a lot of people don't realize is in many school districts, I don't know if it's all of them, many school districts, the teacher's raise is also tied to the administrator's raise. So if you give teachers 20% more, the administrators get 20% more. Guess what? If they're making triple digits, well, then they just got another $20,000 a year.
And we have like 170 administrators in 77 counties, which I spoke out against that before. And you got little schools like where I went to school, Denport High School, where the budget is so high. Literally, if you Google that, the budget is so high with the number of students that they take for 4 days a week, you can send every child to private school here at Liberty in Shawnee and still beat the budget that they spend right now. I'm a proponent for having, you know, I'm all about schools teaching kids and stuff like that, but I'm not about paying.
And I'm running out of time. Did you have a couple more topics to get to real quick?
Well, I did, but I'll let you go. I like to listen to.
Yeah. But no, I was going to get to all those things coming up, and I wanted everybody to remember that, Okay, the teachers are getting a raise, but so are the administrators. So what is the bottom line? The bottom line is that we're still throwing more money at a problem that is not being fixed. That's what
make
the bottom
line. Make it merit-based. Merit-based raise.
Exactly. That's what happened in Arkansas. That's what we ought to do. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Mississippi is launching a database of people believed to be in the country illegally, drawing praise from supporters and concern from immigrant advocates over privacy and profiling. Ancient freeze-dried potatoes found in Peru are giving archaeologists new clues about how the Inca Empire preserved and transported food more than 500 years ago. A political exchange on The View is drawing attention after co-host Joy Behar said she's embarrassed to be an American over the Trump administration's immigration policies, adding that we all should be. Behar cited the concerns about the treatment of immigrants, while co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin offered a different perspective, saying she's very, very proud to be an American and pointing to the nation's upcoming 250th anniversary celebrations. The discussion reflects the sharply divided views surrounding immigration and national identity. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. When an insurance company sends you a settlement offer that feels insultingly low, a lot of people get frustrated. They either accept that offer just to be done, or they just give up entirely. I want you to see that differently. A lowball offer is actually information. It tells you that the insurance company has assessed your case, decided it has value, and now they're just testing whether you believe that too. They're betting you don't. They're betting you'll take what they offer and just walk away. I've seen initial offers of $5,000 on cases that were ultimately worth 20 times. That. The offer isn't the finish line, it's just an opening move. Before you respond to any offer, call someone who knows what the case is actually worth. Call McIntyre Law at 777-7000 or visit McIntyreLaw.com. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. The Oklahoma Department of Corrections is changing how it evaluates female inmates. Officials say a new women's risk needs assessment will help identify trauma, mental health issues, substance abuse concerns, and other factors that may affect rehabilitation efforts. The assessment is reportedly designed to create more individualized case plans and improve outcomes after release. Staff members recently completed specialized training, and the program's expected to be implemented soon across women's facilities in the state. The department says similar updates for male inmates are planned in the future, with officials hoping the changes will help reduce repeat offenders. Integris Health is planning to close its dermatology clinic, adding to concerns about an ongoing shortage of dermatologists in Oklahoma. The healthcare system says the decision is tied to financial pressures related to federal funding reductions affecting Medicaid and Medicare. Patients have been notified that the closure will take place over the next 3 to 6 months. Healthcare providers are warning the move could further increase wait times, which are already several months for new dermatology patients. Patients will reportedly receive advance notice before their providers transition out of the clinic. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect windy conditions under a crystal clear sky with a low of 74. Tomorrow will bring hazy sunshine, increasing winds, and warm temperatures, reaching a high of 96. Tomorrow night, anticipate a steady breeze in the evening with partly cloudy skies and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Wednesday, prepare for a day with a steady breeze, a mix of sunshine and clouds, and a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
So one of the laws that's going to be kicking in on July 1 is called Senate Bill 201. It's going to increase base pay for teachers across the state by $2,000. And the pay bump will start that very day. So that's a good thing. I think our teachers do need to get paid more money. My problem is some of the school districts tie all teacher pay raises to the administration. So when they get, say, a 10% raise, administration gets a 10% raise. Now, that's, you know, when we sign these bills into law, we sign these bills into law with the legislature cheerleading us on the way. This is for the teachers. This is for the teachers. We need more and better teachers. See, we're doing something for the teachers. And that's not the complete truth. I think in many cases, those two issues should be separate. Administration pay should be set only by the local school board. Teacher pay can be set by the school board and by the state. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Your thoughts? It's Mike in Northwest Oklahoma City. Hi, Mike. Thanks for hanging on.
Thanks, Lee. Now, as someone who doesn't have kids in school or anything like that, I mean, I'm old enough that, it's long since a matter
Same
directly
here.
Important to me.
Same here.
Yeah. But I am a taxpayer paying for all these schools.
Yes.
And for all these administrators. And I've read in the past that things like the Catholic school system, with a given number of teachers, say, you know, 1,000 teachers, has half as many non-teacher employees as the public schools do. So my suggestion, get rid of public schools, make them all private, and have the state or county or whatever say how much they're going to pay per student, and let the private handle it. And there you go. I mean, don't even dictate the curriculum, because the schools that are doing well and that make parents happy, they will get students. And that's what I mean, is allow the parents to pick whatever school they want to send their kids to. And the ones that aren't doing well will fail, get bought out by the ones that are doing well, and be run by the ones that do well. And there you go. And I think we can do a better job for cheaper.
You know what that's called, don't you? And the unions hate it.
It's the free market system.
Yes, it's merit-based pay. If you're a good teacher, you get to make lots of money. If you suck, you don't get to make lots of money. And in fact, you'll be put on probation and maybe thrown out, too, if you continue to suck.
Exactly. And I'm just like, let's bring the private industry into the game and get the government out of it, beyond saying, well, we want to be able to pay for kids to be, well, setting them out. And then, you know, it doesn't matter where your kid goes either. The kid brings a voucher. So if it's a religious-based school, kid brings a voucher. If it's a private school that costs more, you know, one of those really special places, kid brings a voucher and the parents pay the rest.
Yeah. Nope. Merit-based pay. They did it in Arkansas, and Arkansas is thriving. They did it in Mississippi. Yeah. Mississippi is thriving. They did it in Alabama because Alabama didn't want to be outdone by Mississippi. And it's all working. Now, you know who hates this?
Unions, of course.
Of course they do. Because then they don't get to control anything.
Nope. Yeah. Everything's seniority based there.
And then the other thing is that I think the way we start your plan, Mike, in Northwest Arkansas, Northwest Oklahoma City, the way we start is abolishing the U.S. Department of Education.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've been pushing for that for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because I remember when it was created, and I remember watching things start to go downhill after that.
Well, you got the federal government involved. Suddenly, they tend to mess everything up.
That's it.
That's all. Just thought I'd dip that in. I bet you that idea goes nowhere. But
thank you very much. Glad you're listening on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, and Lee Matthews with The Drive. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of a Mississippi law allowing mail-in ballots to be counted in elections, even if they are received after Election Day. Now, I know what you're saying. Wait, what? Well, here's what their reasoning was. Their reasoning was, Election Day determines when the ballots are due. If the ballots are postmarked by that day, they still must be counted because they're still following the procedure. So these states like wacky California, who allow up to, 2 weeks afterwards? They can still do what they're doing as long as the ballots are postmarked by Election Day. So you can go and get it postmarked and not mail it. Does it still open up the door for fraud? Well, yes, it does. And here's the other thing. Some states have a better system by which they verify the ballots than others. Colorado is an example. Colorado has no problem verifying that the ballots are legitimate. Does California? That's a good question. Does New York? That's a good question. Mississippi, the Mississippi rule, by the way, they were only allowing up until a day after the election to count that ballot. The court was split 5-4 on the ruling, with Justice Amy Coney Barrett writing the majority opinion. She was joined by Chief Justice John Roberts, as well as Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson. Barrett's opinion held that Election Day, in the context of federal law, set the deadline for when the votes must be chosen. The voter must at least make the choice. So when that choice is counted is not relevant. And the court was not asked to decide that relevance. So whereas this is a defeat for Trump and the upcoming midterm elections, I think that it is not going to change anything that is already going to change in terms of what California is going to do. But I also believe that they're already remounting the court challenge to reword their request of the court to determine, okay, what is a reasonable amount of time after Election Day that the votes can be counted? Now, I warn you, the Constitution is quite clear, and this is probably how the justices are going to go. The states get to set their own voting laws. So if California wants to continue to be goofy, they can. Until such time that the Constitution's changed. Now, would a Save America Act change that? Well, yes, it would, because it would only be for the federal elections, something constitutionally the federal government does have control over. So that's what President Trump was saying earlier today. This just goes to show we need the Save America Act and we need it now. Now, was that what those mealy-mouthed, milquetoast Republicans who are holding up the Save America Act were waiting on to see if this was going to be relevant or not? Maybe. Is it going to motivate them to vote? I don't know. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Neil.
Gil, and where are you?
Midwest City.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Likewise. I was already planning on commenting on something, and I heard a little snippet on the news about Joy Behar, how she's ashamed to be an American. Well, all these people coming here to visit for soccer and other things seem to love our country and really, really want to be an American badly. News 9 did a story on these guys from the Czech Republic who are bikers, who ride every square inch of US 66 every year, and they are so proud to be here and glad to be here.
Yeah.
I wonder maybe we could set up some kind of exchange program, you know, like maybe possibly like Survivor, you know, Joy Behar, I'm sorry, the tribe has spoken, you've been voted off the island, extinguish your torch.
I'd love that. But
we ship her to another country, and there's some guy waiting in line, I'm next. Bye-bye, let's go.
But you understand why Joy Behar is still on The View and still making up those ridiculous claims. Because
of course
the content that she spews out is making that network money. The advertisers are loving it, and they're buying the advertising. Nobody is boycotting The View because of controversial programming.
It's kind of like Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his people listen to him because they hate him.
Yeah.
They just want to know what he says, he says next.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. I mean, I've had that myself. you know, I hate you, Lee Matthews. You suck. And I know you
but
suck.
But I listen every
because
day.
Because I listen every day.
Aw. Anyway, that's my 2 cents, sir. God bless.
You are quite welcome, and thank you for listening on Freedom 96.9. I'm being told by the engineers everything should be fixed now. Looks like it is, so hopefully things will be running a little smooth. Hopefully you didn't even notice the difference, because that is my goal, my friend, except we were a little late getting the program going here. On Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Let's see. The other Supreme Court argument that was, or not argument, the Supreme Court decision that was handed down dealt with President Trump and his effort to remove Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. They preserve the longstanding protections that shield the central bank from political interference. The nation's highest court, in a 5-4 decision, rejected Trump's bid to remove Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook while her legal challenge moves forward. The case centered on whether Trump had sufficient legal authority to fire Cook, a question with sweeping implications for the Federal Reserve's independence and the limits of the presidential power. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote a majority opinion, joined by fellow conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The case is one of two major Supreme Court disputes over presidential removal of power, along with Trump versus Slaughter, which stems from the president's firing of Federal Trade Commission Commissioner Rebecca Slaughter. In that case, the High Court overturned the landmark 1935 decision, removing longstanding limits on the president's authority. So the president could fire the Federal Trade Commissioner. They have said he cannot fire someone who works for the Federal Reserve Board. And the reason he cannot fire the Federal Reserve Board member is because the Federal Reserve Board is supposed to be independent of government. Federal Trade Commission, however, is a government agency that is run by the government, and technically Trump and whoever else is president is the chief executive of. And so you can serve at the pleasure of the president. That's what I was saying about the Slaughter case. When they whacked her, I said, I'm sorry, you're not doing the job that the president wants you to do. It's an executive branch agency. He is in charge of the executive branch. It is his prerogative to fire that person or not. Now, Federal Reserve Board, that is not a government agency. It is an independent agency that has been set up to help control runaway interest rates. And it is supposed to be politically neutral. as we all know, as we've seen from the previous Fed chairman, it isn't. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Eric writes, Lee, awesome. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is being praised nationwide for his baseline and opinion in supporting the Trump in ending the migrant invasion. Aliens have no equal protection rights against the federal government, he wrote. Democrats' narrative has been busted. Yes, that was a Supreme Court decision that was handed down last week. And then over the weekend, I saw our own Mark Wayne Mullen defending his Department of Homeland Security's deportation of Haitians. We had given a bunch of Haitians temporary protective status, so they didn't have to apply for citizenship, even though they could. They didn't have to. They were protected. And it was because the earthquake wiped out Haiti. Well, a lot of it's been rebuilt. And so now they can go back to their other country. They don't even have to go back to their other country, but they can't stay in the United States because their temporary status is being revoked, because that's what it was. Temporary. Eric, thanks a lot for writing in to L. Matthews at freedom969.com. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Your calls to 405-608-4377. We've been talking about the socialists in the New York area. And by the way, that is not a movement. You know, five people being elected is not a movement across the country, as much as they want to make it sound that way. Anyway, one of their big platforms is Medicare for everyone. Well, we already get Medicare for everyone, but you just got to be eligible for it. Are you? Well, if you were born in 1961, you are. Probably getting a lot of phone. That was the other thing. I got a lot of texts today and a lot of phone calls today. I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, don't let them confuse you. I can make your life very easy when it comes to Medicare. One phone call to Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-8-5790. 405-848-5790. Best call you can make if you're new to Medicare. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that is right for you. Best of all, you can ignore all those calls and texts that you've been getting from people trying to get you to go with them out of state where they don't care about you. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
I did not think that I was going to be married and happy, holding a job that is considered professional seemed out of sight for me.
How much has DRS impacted your life?
Oh my gosh, like very good.
DRS changed my life for the better by offering me counseling and guidance and to instill hope in me so that I could overcome my barriers.
See me.
Not my disability.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brolbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your Tuesday morning, it's Two-Way Tuesday. We'll talk about your rights and who's trying to take them away, plus free driving lessons for your teens, how you can tap into this service, and all the news you may have missed while you slept. Plus, we'll take your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. It all kicks off at 7 on Tuesday morning on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
The three root causes of the socialist political victories in Tuesday's Democrat primaries, according to Michael, who writes in to lmatthews at freedom969.com. I'm Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. He says, Lee, the three causes of the socialist political victories in Tuesday's Democrat primaries. Number one, New York City teachers' unions have taught kids to hate America for decades. Number two, the rise in Muslim immigration and political office holding. And number three, insufficient response by normal Americans to robust GOTV by the left. Michael, that possibly is what's going on. Here's another thing. You got to look at what the Democrat Party has had to offer over the last 10 years. All they have had to offer voters, not just nationwide, but in New York State as well. I'm not Trump. Trump is bad. Orange man bad. Vote for me. I'm not Trump. Now, that's the middle of the Democrat Party to the semi-left. That has not been enough of a platform for the uber left. The uber left want the Democrat Party to get back to free stuff, free stuff, free stuff, free stuff. And when you live in a city like New York City, where everybody's piled on top of each other, where you don't have a nice grocery store just down the street, where you have to depend upon the government to keep the subways running and the buses running, or you don't get to work because you can't drive on the city streets by yourself because they're too crowded and it costs too much money to park your car. Plus, it'll get broken into or stripped or whatever. There is no nice grocery store down the street because, well, of all the crime. So you can't really grocery shop without going way across town. To get to and from work, you got to depend on the government. You got to depend on the government to make sure your building stays safe, which is also starting to deteriorate because we've had so many more migrants flood into our country. And where do they want to go? They want to go where the free stuff is. Where's the free stuff? In the inner cities. So what are they doing? They're taking up all the real estate. And now there's no real estate left for anybody under the age of, say, 35. So there's that problem. There's a lot of social issues in the inner cities, and not just New York. And they can, the Mondamis of the world, who I saw this morning and over the weekend, I saw they're going to Michigan next. And then they're going to Illinois. And then they're going to Denver. And then they're going, and they're already in L.A. But I noticed each and every one of, they said Illinois, but they meant Chicago. They said Michigan, but they meant Detroit. They're going to these inner cities that are in really bad shape because of all the policies I just described. And it's going to be very easy for them to say, vote for me, I'll get you free stuff. They don't care how you pray. They don't care how you're going to get it. They don't care that you can't keep the promise. The idea that this guy cares about me and has more to say than just, I'm not Donald Trump. That is what's going on. Yes, Michael, it is. The teachers' unions have taught our kids to hate America. Yes. The rise in Muslim immigration and political office holding. Not just Muslim immigration, all in immigration, because we've had an open door for 6 years. an insufficient response by normal Americans. Well, that's because they don't live there anymore. I think the normal Americans that live in New York City are the uber rich that live around Fifth Avenue and Central Park West. But everywhere else, it's all these liberal whack jobs who want free stuff. And so that's what they're trying to pull the party into becoming.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. OKC Animal Welfare asking for help after taking in more than 500 animals.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
Mike Wall says the U.S. military will take down Iran's infrastructure if Iran tries to control the Strait of Hormuz.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations made the comment during his appearance on Fox News Sunday.
The Iranian regime thinks for a second that President Trump is going to stand by while Iran continues to attack international shipping without a response, or our bases without a response. They're sadly mistaken.
Waltz added that discussions between the two countries are ongoing and that President Trump will always give diplomacy a chance. This comes as the U.S. and Iran have been trading attacks. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani says Democratic Socialists can get elected anywhere across the country.
Mamdani appeared on ABC's This Week on Sunday, saying Americans from coast to coast hunger for a new kind of politics.
One that puts working people at the heart of it.
His comment comes after three Democratic Socialists he endorsed in highly contested congressional races won their primaries last week. He says the Democratic Party needs to have a new platform and a new vision.
That doesn't sound as if it was cooked up by consultants, but instead one that you would say in response to someone who's asking, why can't I afford my rent?
I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Uber is rolling out stricter background checks and restrictions for drivers.
The company said the new policies for rideshare drivers and couriers will take effect on Monday. Among the changes, Uber is expanding the list of criminal offenses that permanently disqualify someone from being a driver in the U.S. The company will no longer allow people with prior convictions for violent felonies, sexual crimes, stalking, or strangulation to drive. Uber said it had prevented over 3 million people from joining or remaining on the platform since 2017. I'm Rob Martier.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Senator Chris Murphy.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Oklahoma City police investigating two deadly overnight incidents in Northeast Oklahoma City. One person was killed and another injured after being struck by a vehicle near Northeast 36th and I-35 around 1 a.m. Roughly 30 minutes later, another person was found dead in the roadway near the Broadway extension in Northeast 63rd. Both investigations are ongoing and no further details have been shared. Authorities are urging anyone who may have information on either situation to contact police immediately. Oklahoma City Animal Welfare is asking for help after taking in more than 500 animals during a drug trafficking investigation. The animals were removed from a southeast Oklahoma City property where police also arrested four people during the same case. Shelter officials say the animals include hundreds of birds, nearly 50 dogs, cats, and a horse as well. The influx has reportedly pushed the shelter beyond capacity, especially for dogs. Officials are urging the public to adopt and are offering discounted adoption fees to help ease the stress. The shelter says community support remains critical as it cares for the animals it's taken in. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Understood claims that his charges of political favoritism, that's just election year stunts. We'll talk more about it coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect windy conditions under a crystal clear sky with a low of 74. Tomorrow will bring hazy sunshine, increasing winds, and warm temperatures, reaching a high of 96. Tomorrow night, anticipate a steady breeze in the evening with partly cloudy skies and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Wednesday, prepare for a day with a steady breeze, a mix of sunshine and clouds, and a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like Liberty Fest Parade hosted by Freedom 96.9. And the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. From 1776 to Route 66, the freedom of America rolls on. Find out more at Freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Going over some of the Supreme Court decisions that were handed down today. The first big one was that the Supreme Court ruled if a state chooses to count ballots that have been postmarked for Election Day, but are not handed in until after Election Day, that's okay. As long as they are postmarked by Election Day. And I had a feeling that that was what that ruling was going to be. And the reason that I had the feeling that was what the ruling was going to be is that the Constitution is pretty clear on that. States get to decide how the states are going to conduct their elections. No, I don't like the way California does it. Now, I will say that Colorado does a better job of making sure that the ballots are, the ballot you get in the mail is yours. And it's verified that it is yours. But it took Colorado a long time to get there. I don't think that California cares if they're correct or not. The other decision was that Donald Trump cannot fire a Federal Reserve governor. He can fire members of executive branch agencies like Federal Trade Commission, Department of Homeland Security, and so forth. But he can't fire members of the Federal Reserve Board because the Federal Reserve Board is supposed to be independent of government. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We talked about Senate Bill 201, which will kick in on the very first of July, and it will give all teachers a $2,000 a year raise. And then House Bill 1276 will extend bell-to-bell no cell phone requirements for students. Under the law, the students will be required to lock away their phones from the morning bell and that starts classes until the last bell of the day. I'm cool with that. Let the teachers carry. Provide a better means by which teachers can lock their classrooms and secure them. Because in the past school shooting incidents, if it hadn't been for the cell phones, nobody would have found out about it. As it was, the resource officer didn't even know about it until it was way, way, way too late. I'll go over more of the laws that are kicking in this week coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
My name is Tim from Perry.
Hi, Tim. Good to hear from you, sir.
You too. Hey, I was just curious if the Supreme Court can, you know, do whatever they want or, you know, I'm not saying that's the case, but what's going to happen to our Second Amendment if this keeps downturning.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by downturning. They voted on this. They ruled on this issue regarding ballots. But, I mean, they are not going up against anything the Constitution says. Now, if they were to turn around and say, yeah, we can further restrict your Second Amendment rights, well, that's in the Constitution. They'd be going against something that is constitutional.
I agree with that, but don't you think that might be coming to our country? I'm just curious on your thoughts.
No, I don't think so at all, at least not right now. Now, if Democrats get their way and pack the court, you betcha.
Okay, well, wouldn't that still be an issue about the Second Amendment? But even though they pack the courts, we are supposed to still have rights, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I agree. We are supposed to still have rights. But if the Supreme Court rules that the Constitution says one thing, they have the final say on the constitutionality of something. So if they're packed in favor of Democrats and left-leaning, they're going to make left-leaning decisions. But that's a big if. That's a big, big, big if.
That is very true, yeah. But with that big if, there's First Amendment, there's Second Amendment, there's the 14th Amendment, all kinds of things. The people just don't care right now because it doesn't hurt them bad enough. But when it does, it might be too late.
Very well. But here's the beauty of it. The beauty of it is that, okay, yeah, let's use the ruling on ballots that was handed down earlier today. The court did not decide whether or not it was okay to how long you could hang onto a ballot before you count it. The court didn't decide that. And they didn't decide that because they weren't asked to decide that. And so what they now need to do is launch another legal challenge to mail-in ballots that will get the court to define, okay, what is a reasonable amount of time to count ballots and what is not?
And they had talked about that this is all up to the states, right?
It is, but when it comes to a federal election, the Supreme Court can make rulings.
I do agree with that. I'm just afraid eventually, kind of like Hawaii tried to do with the gun law a week or so ago, I'm afraid that they're going to leave it up to the states and a lot of us will be screwed.
Well, that's why you don't want to live in a California. You don't want to live in a Hawaii. You don't want to live in a Maryland.
No, I agree with that. I'm in the reddest state, I believe, that there is in Oklahoma, but I'm just a little bit worried about the future if they just leave it up to states and the Supreme Court washes their hands of it. What's going to happen then?
Well, in this particular case, the Constitution says it is the states that decide on election law and how they conduct their elections. The Supreme Court was not asked a specific enough questions. It's kind of like the abortion issue, okay? The reason abortion was so legal and wasn't left up to the states was because the Supreme Court wasn't asked if abortion was legal or not. The Supreme Court was asked, does a woman have a right to choose the health of her own body if and when that comes to prenatal care? And does she have privacy when that happens? And that's what they ruled. Yes, she has privacy, which then went on to mean if she privately wants to go and have an abortion, she can.
So Roe versus Wade didn't really mean much, correct?
It didn't really mean much, except that it did pave the way for legal precedent to be set that a woman had a right to abortion under her right to privacy. And health privacy, she had a right to an abortion. Now what they've come back and said is, okay, yeah, you still have that right to an abortion. You still have that right to privacy, but the state has a right to decide whether or not they're going to provide that or not. And Oklahoma is one that does not. Now, what you've also seen is the medical-induced abortions. Anybody can do that at any time. So we can argue that later. But what has happened is that medicine has come in and kind of made Roe v. Wade obsolete.
Are you talking with the abortion pill, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't even know what to think about that. That's a whole other discussion.
It is, and it ties into when you have miscarriages. You know, it's very unpleasant, but sometimes the woman has a miscarriage where the baby dies in the womb. Well, you've got to get rid of that dead baby, and you have to take the abortion pill to make that happen. And it's not pleasant at all. But we can't get rid of the abortion pill without getting rid of a woman's ability to terminate an already dead pregnancy, you see.
Kind of a tight sequence
it
right
is.
There.
It is, yeah.
Damned if you don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Matthews, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you, Tim. And if I were you, I wouldn't worry so much about some of these court rulings then turning around and bleeding into our Second Amendment rights. This court has been very, very, very conservative when it comes to Second Amendment rights and undoing a lot of Biden-era executive orders saying that, no, that is an infraction on your Second Amendment right. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews on the drive. 4th of July falls on a weekend, so if your boss is a jerk, he won't let you have Friday off in honor of the 4th of July. But if your boss is cool, you'll get that day off and make it a nice 3-day weekend, which means you'll have some extra time on your hand to go to the range. H&H Shooting Sports, specifically. It's Lee Matthews, more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. And with the extra time you've got on your hands, come browse the massive selection of firearms, and then put your skills to the test in the indoor range. If you can't decide on what new firearm you want, you get a chance to try before you buy to see what fits you. Because you really want to, you want to pick out the firearm you're going to use, the firearm you're good with. And then you can have lunch at the 4U Cafe. They'll take care of you with one of the best onion burgers in town. Easy to find, I-40 in Meridian. It is H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Stop by sometime this next long weekend because they're going to be open all weekend long. H&H Shooting Sports.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time. The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, accurate the forecast, partly cloudy, low 76, sunny tomorrow, high 95. Tomorrow night, 75 for the low, into Wednesday, sunny, high of 94. It's 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Supreme Court decisions handed down earlier today. The president cannot fire somebody in the Federal Reserve Board. He can fire members of his agencies under the executive branch. And a state, if it wants to hold ballots that have been mailed in and postmarked on the election day, past election day, and still count them, they can. Don't like it either, but there it is. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Also going over some laws that are kicking in here in on the 1st, on Wednesday. Senate Bill 201 is going to give every teacher another $2,000 a year. Downside on that is some school districts base the pay of the teacher. They tie the pay of the teacher to the administrator. So if the teacher gets a $2,000 a year raise, so do the administrators. That's not what was meant when they... Anyway, House Bill 1217 extends the bell-to-bell no cell phone requirements for students. They really are seeing too many benefits to this. Kids are actually talking to each other, engaging with one another. Another education-related bill was Senate Bill 1481. It mandates 40 minutes of recess for students in kindergarten through fifth grade. 1734 establishes a framework for artificial intelligence use in classrooms. Senate Bill 1204, I thought we already had plenty of artificial intelligence in the form of the school unions, but that was just me. One of the most notable bills to come out of the education is Raines Law, championed by Raines' mother, Carla Carlock. The law will educate students in grades 6 through 12 about the dangers of fentanyl. Senate Bill 1204 will require public schools to provide employees 3 days of paid bereavement following the death of a spouse or child. And 1859 establishes cybercrime and fraud unit in the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation. I'm surprised we don't already have one. Healthcare legislation includes Bill 1344, known as the Insulin Access and Affordability Program. The bill will use state funding to subsidize the production of low-cost insulin in the U.S. and make the medication more affordable to those who need it. Your thoughts on any of those, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. I've never been one of these types of people that is just anti-corporations, anti-big corporations here and there, until I went and worked for one. Oh, actually, they came and took over the company I was working for. And everything was fine. I mean, better benefits, better actual working conditions. But then things started to change, and they started to change at the corporate level to the point where they didn't care what was going on at the local level. And I said to myself, I can't work with a company that is forgetting the local person, the local customer. And that's the attitude at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group has never been told what to do by the corporations that make their cars, and they own themselves and have owned themselves right there in El Reno since there's been a Route 66, and that conveniently is where they're located. So give them a call. They still do things the old-fashioned way. Check your check engine light, low tire pressure light, your weak battery, your air conditioning, whatever it might be, all for free. They're on El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout, 405-262-3355. Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Okie Dokie Bakery off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokie Bakery.com.
The New Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So if you want to hear a guy desperate to talk about race in everything, that is Al Sharpton talking about the UFC fight on the White House lawn. He's saying the President of the United States is doing it because he wants to bring back slave fights. These guys are fighters who have trained their entire lives to get into the octagon in order to make money and become champions.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the New Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, low 76. Sunday tomorrow, high 95. Tomorrow night, down to 75 for the low. Into Wednesday, sunny and a high of 94. 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Going over some of the laws that are going to kick in this week. Also, some of the Supreme Court decisions handed down earlier today. Tomorrow, we're going to get the big one. And the big one is birthright citizenship. Does the 14th Amendment grant birthright citizenship? If you hitchhike, hop a train, pay a coyote to get you across the border into the United States from any other nation, and you have your baby, is your baby automatically a citizen? I say no, because the 14th Amendment, which is what they're citing, is very specific when it says subject to the jurisdiction thereof. If you hitchhiked or hopped a train or paid a coyote, you are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. You just so happen to be here. It's no different than somebody who, yeah, I'm not due for another 6 weeks, and you take a vacation to the United States, and in 2 weeks you're having the baby in the United States. It doesn't make your baby a citizen of the United States just because you just so happen to be on vacation here. We'll see what the Supreme Court says. Tomorrow, that's when that's supposed to, probably around 10 o'clock is when they'll release that decision. And then there's another one about presidential power, about how much can be done through presidential executive order and how much can't. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Scott writes on social media, Democrats say what is going on in their party with the infiltration of communist candidates is no different than Trump's infiltration into the Republican Party. Trump ran as an outsider. Then he took over the party with all of his extreme views on all sorts of things. I mean, Democrat socialists taking over the Democrat Party is actually, in some ways, kind of in the Trump playbook. The thing is, Lee, Trump wasn't trying to bring about the downfall of Western civilization, like most of these socialist candidates are in the Democrat Party. I'm not a Democrat, but I've been amused by the infighting in New York City. Some of it is pretty powerful constituencies. I saw a video last night in one of these victory parties, a room full of young white socialists screaming at the television with Hakeem Jeffries on it, who's poised, by the way, to possibly become the first black speaker of the House, going, you're next, you're next, you're next. Not a great look for the party. I saw that Mamdani went after the head of the Hispanic caucus as well. I see Tish James even mad at Mamdani. So there's a lot of splits in the Democrat Party. Yes, Scott. And even when you see the godfather of the Democrat Party, James Carville, say, I'm not in the same party as these people. And in fact, these people hate the Democrat Party. These people are calling themselves Democrats because they can't win elections running as what they really are. So they have to latch on to the Democrat Party like a parasite. And that's what they're doing. And I agree. But I disagree that it is a movement, Scott. It's five or six people. Five or six people in a party of how many hundred thousand people throughout the nation? So I don't think it's a movement. Yeah, it's taking hold in New York. It probably will in Detroit. Maybe Denver. Maybe. But that's because, and the Democrats have themselves to blame. They have not given anybody a reason to vote for something. Only against. And that's what's been the biggest problem. These socialists, these communists, have been giving people something to vote for. Free stuff. I'm going to make the buses free. I'm going to put a grocery store down in your corner. And no, they're not. They're not going to be able to get any of that done. But they don't care. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Socialist-backed Democrats are taking their campaign strategy beyond New York, challenging establishment Democrats in several states as the party debates its future ahead of the midterm elections. Seven arrests have been made after vandals damaged the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. Federal officials say repairs are underway, and those responsible will face prosecution as the investigation continues. Archaeologists in Peru have uncovered remarkably well-preserved freeze-dried potatoes dating back about 500 years to the Inca Empire. Known as Chuño, the potatoes were discovered at the Tambo Viejo archaeological site and remain largely intact thanks to ancient preservation methods. Researchers say the find offers new insights into how the Inca stored food and transported supplies across their vast empire to feed workers building roads, cities, and other major projects. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. When an insurance company sends you a settlement offer that feels insultingly low, a lot of people get frustrated. They either accept that offer just to be done, or they just give up entirely. I want you to see that differently. A lowball offer is actually information. It tells you that the insurance company has assessed your case, decided it has value, and now they're just testing whether you believe that too. They're betting you don't. They're betting you'll take what they offer and just walk away. I've seen initial offers of $5,000 on cases that were ultimately worth 20 times that. The offer isn't the finish line. It's just an opening move. Before you respond to any offer, call someone who knows what the case is actually worth. Call McIntyre Law at 777-7000 or visit McIntyreLaw.com.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Oklahoma City Police investigating two deadly overnight incidents in Northeast Oklahoma City. One person was killed and another injured after being struck by a vehicle near Northeast 36th and I-35 around 1 a.m. Roughly 30 minutes later, another person was found dead in the roadway near the Broadway extension in Northeast 63rd. Both investigations are ongoing and no further details have been shared. Authorities are urging anyone who may have information on either situation to contact police immediately. Oklahoma City Animal Welfare is asking for help after taking in more than 500 animals during a drug trafficking investigation. The animals were removed from a southeast Oklahoma City property where police also arrested four people during the same case. Shelter officials say the animals include hundreds of birds, nearly 50 dogs, cats, and a horse as well. The influx has reportedly pushed the shelter beyond capacity, especially for dogs. Officials are urging the public to adopt and are offering discounted adoption fees to help ease the stress. The shelter says community support remains critical as it cares for the animals it's taken in. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663.
That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day, or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000, or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
You got to remember, we are negotiating with Persian rug merchants. The more they talk and keep us talking, the fewer bombs fall upon them. Lee Matthews with more on that as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect windy conditions under a crystal clear sky with a low of 74. Tomorrow will bring hazy sunshine, increasing winds, and warm temperatures, reaching a high of 96. Tomorrow night, anticipate a steady breeze in the evening with partly cloudy skies and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Wednesday, prepare for a day with a steady breeze, a mix of sunshine and clouds, and a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Cause I don't care how it gonna be.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and the Drive, 405-608-4377. Hey, by the way, we are honoring the 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66 all in one. Greatest 4th of July festival in the country is going on this weekend with Liberty Fest 2026. I'm going to be actually emceeing the parade, and that's going to be downtown Edmond, 9 o'clock on Saturday. So get there early so you can get a good place. You're not going to want to miss. They're going to have more floats this year, more entries this year than they've ever had, and that's understandable. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, so I will see you there. Downtown Edmond on Saturday, 9 o'clock. Oh, fireworks. They're going to have those at 9:30 that night. And that'll be in the... They're back at the UCO grounds because of work that's going on, I think, at Hafer Park. I think people like it better there because it's easier to get in and out of. It's more centrally located. But that's just me. I'm wacky that way. I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Tom in Midwest City. Hi there.
Hey, Lee. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a couple things real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know how President Trump likes to say things to mess with people?
Yeah.
I would, right now, Iran thinks they've got power because of the Strait.
Yeah.
I would tell them we'll go build a canal through the UAE, mm-hmm. right through the peninsula, and that way we won't have to use the Strait.
I don't think that's a lie, and I don't think it's a canal. They're building a pipeline. I mean, a genuine pipeline, and I think they've got some of our pipeliners over there building it right now.
Yeah.
When I say our pipeliners, I mean the Pipeliners Union out of Tulsa.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Next thing, liberals, you can identify with whatever you want to be, right?
Yes.
So Donald Trump should identify as a woman and be the first woman president of the United States.
Oh, that would drive them nuts. That would drive them nuts.
All right, sir. Thank you.
They would lose their ever-loving minds. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Other laws that kick in on Wednesday, Senate Bill 18... Oh, I did that one there. Oh, here we go. Senate Bill 1834, known as the Insel. Oh, I got that one, too. All right, never mind. I think I've covered them all. A lot of education bills. I've covered all the ones I'm going to do. How about that? And the reason... I mean, there's like 100 of them that kick in. And I wasn't going to get into all of them because some of them are just kind of boring. And I know that, you know, people now know the grand jury that was investigating Governor Stitt and what they found. Governor Stitt, it was found that Governor Stitt commuted the sentence of a woman who was supposed to be doing 8 years for drunk driving because she T-boned a teenager. I don't know the current condition of the teenager, but the teenager survived but had severe injuries. She was very drunk and evidently had a long record of abusing alcohol and was found guilty and locked up for 8 years. And the governor let her go after about 70 days or 79, 80 days, something like that. He was getting a lot of flack for that. Charges of favoritism and helping your buddies and on and on and on and on. We'll get into the grand jury. So the grand jury, and that was, I don't know who called for the grand jury. It probably was Gettner Drummond because Gettner Drummond and Stitt don't like each other. But I don't know what Gettner Drummond's trying to pull because Governor Stitt will be out of office in a matter of months. I know Gettner Drummond wants that job, unless he's just trying to ruin Governor Stitt on his way out the door. I don't know. It doesn't matter. All I know is what the grand jury found, and that's coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I don't know what the ding-dang deal is, but today I got four robocalls. Well, I don't know if they were robocalls because I didn't answer them, but they were from numbers I didn't recognize, and two of them left messages about nonsense I had nothing to do with. Now, if you're getting those kinds of phone calls or emails or texts about Medicare, well, that means you're eligible. It also means you probably need to start moving forward about getting yourself signed up for Medicare, and the person to help you do that is not someone three states away. Not someone on a 1-800 number. It's Eunice Corey in the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Be the best call you make, 405-688-4848-5790. The team at Well-Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. So call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group and ignore all those other junk calls. In fact, I've noticed with some of the updates, at least on Apple, it's a lot easier to block those calls and report them as spam. So hopefully that'll start slowing things down over time. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
Firefighters run toward danger every day, but the hardest battles aren't always on the fire ground. Mental health challenges affect Oklahoma firefighters at alarming rates. Stress, trauma, and long hours take a toll, and too many go without support. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association is taking action through our No One Fights Alone campaign, providing critical resources, support, and funding to help firefighters get the help they need. Supporting mental health isn't optional. It's essential. If you're a firefighter struggling, or you know one who is, speak up, reach out. Help is available. Strength isn't doing it alone. It's knowing when to ask for help. For more information, visit visit us at osfa.info.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit bewellokc.com to get started today.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy tonight, low 76. Sunny tomorrow, high 95. Tomorrow night, 75 for the low. Into Wednesday, sunny, high 94. 93 right now at Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. So Governor Kevin Stitt is pushing back against allegations that he lied about using his powers to help secure Sarah Polston's early release from prison, as a newly released grand jury report details 16 phone calls made between Stitt and Polston's husband in the period from when she was placed into custody and just hours before her release was announced. Stitt called the allegations a political attack during an election year and said that Oklahomans are being bamboozled. What this isn't is favoritism. Oklahoma's criminal justice system is not like the federal government's. A governor cannot single-handedly release an inmate from prison or issue a pardon. Don't let the state attorney general bamboozle you during the election year when he is on the ballot for governor. Aha! Attorney General Gettner Drummond responded hours later, accusing Stitt of undermining public trust. These calls, coupled with her premature release from incarceration, tell Oklahomans there are two standards of justice. I don't know why he's got in for Stitt, because Stitt's not running, okay? There's no way Stitt's going to be the governor again, okay? Except that he wants Stitt ruined to where he can't get anything in the private sector. Maybe that's it. And it's also going to focus more attention on Gettner Drummond, which I'm already kind of turned off upon. I'm starting to think that the only reason Gettner Drummond ran for attorney general was not to serve the people of Oklahoma, but to serve himself so that he would get a high-profile job that would make him more recognizable on a state ballot for governor. The new report from the multi-county grand jury alleges political favoritism surrounding Polston's early release from prison because of Stitt's involvement. It also concerns about the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, stating the evidence corroborates the previously reported findings. The report says Michaela, the victim, had to relearn how to eat, walk, and how to talk, and so on and so forth. Investigators also revealed civil attorneys to settle the Borrego family for $500,000 if Polston avoided prison. In a recorded jail call, Polston's husband, Rod Polston, discussed that offer, saying, "It's the price you pay for what happened, and we're going to pay it. And you need to think of it this way. You want to think of what you're doing to our family. You want to you're making us $1 million while you're gone, and that's what you're doing, because for me to have $500,000, I got to make $1 million, blah, blah, blah." The grand jury, by the way, found there was not enough evidence to prove a crime was committed. So they found nothing. Nice try, Gettner Drummond. 405-608-4377 with Lee Matthews on The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What is your name?
Lee, it's your veteran friend in Kingfisher, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis in Kingfisher.
I have a quote.
Okay.
From Bobby Boucher's mama. Mama says getting a German is the devil.
Yeah.
And how come I haven't had a machine gun Monday yet from H&H?
You say that again? I didn't understand you.
How come H&H Sports hasn't offered a Machine Gun Monday yet?
They do?
No, they should.
Oh, they should. I agree.
I thought maybe you could work that out for us.
I agree.
at least once a month.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how many of them they have in stock, but they certainly have people come by that have them.
Yeah, Machine Gun Monday.
Yeah.
And as always, unlimited ammo and guns for everybody.
Thank you, Dennis.
Bye, Lee.
On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, John writes, Lee, do you know the difference between a constitutional republic and a democracy? It actually is rather important, and also why our enemy within us has long sought to gaslight the public into accepting the lie that our country is the latter of the two types of government. Yes, John, we are a constitutional republic. We always have been a constitutional republic. We learned to become a constitutional republic after the failure of the Articles of Confederation. It became apparent that if you had true democracy, it would be mob rule. The minority would never have a say in anything. And if you had true democracy, we would be voting every single day on everything. We would not have a Congress because we vote on everything, you see. Part of the job of the Congress is not just to make laws, but also to elect the president. And that's where the Electoral College comes in. So I always lost a lot of patience with, we got to protect democracy. We can't elect Trump. He's going to take away our democracy. Is this a democracy or what? Well, no, it's not a democracy. And even though Great Britain and many of the European nations have a lot of socialist policies, I don't know that they could be considered completely socialist, because Great Britain, for instance, is a constitutional monarchy. They have a constitution. They've kept their monarchy, but they have a parliament. And the parliament members are voted upon by the people. So if it were completely socialist, it would be run by a government that is not necessarily voted upon. And the same goes for governments for, say, Norway and Sweden and Finland, I think. They are constitutional monarchies. They have monarchs, but the monarchs only serve as a symbol of their governmental headquarters. The monarch does not actually have any power whatsoever. And that's thanks to not just the formation of the United States, because the United States formed out of Great Britain, which had already installed a parliament. That parliament had already failed and taken over the monarchy and then brought the monarchy back. But it was the Magna Carta that set up the parliament to give more power to the people and take more power away from the powerful landowners, who were all the ones in power. Not only the king, and the royal family, but then the lords and so on. And we were trying to get away from that. And we did so, coming up on 250 years ago. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. How many inches of rain did you receive over the weekend? At the Matthews Mansion, we recorded 2.65 Friday night into Saturday morning. That was a lot. Now, we needed the rain, don't get me wrong, but it was a lot at one time. Made me grateful, too, that I had a new McRoof on the Matthews Mansion. Had it put in about 2 years ago, because it had been a long time since I had any roofing done. And Scott McCollum and his team came out, and they did the inspection. And they also realized, you know, Lee, there have been a lot of changes in roofing ever since this roof was put on with the contractor-grade shingles. And then he started going through all the things that he was going to do to this roof to make it a lot more durable to stand up to whatever the weather that Oklahoma has can throw at it. And then the insurance company didn't even balk when they told him about it. And these insurance companies are getting flakier and flakier. So only deal with one person, and that would be McRoof. McRoof.us, 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
Hi, this is Major Merritt with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you to test alarms monthly, replace batteries if they chirp, and remember, smoke alarms should be replaced every 10 years. Make sure alarms are installed on every level of your home and near sleeping areas. For more information, go to okc.gov/fire. Residents of Oklahoma City can request free smoke alarms by visiting our website or calling 405-316-BEAT. That's 405-316-2337.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They may try to creep into the technology. Now, I was told that's like treason and you shouldn't be allowed on the ballot if you were going to question the legitimacy of an election. But that's the point. The Democrats are constantly accusing you of what they're doing. Think of how much time they spend calling Republicans Nazis. And now they're telling you to vote for the guy Graham Plattner, who has the Nazi tattoo on his chest.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, partly cloudy, low 76. Sunny tomorrow, high 95. Tomorrow night, 75 for the low, into Wednesday, sunny, high 94. 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. President Donald Trump Saturday has nominated Lance Schroyer. You may not know the name, but he is a former Oklahoma State Trooper, and he's been nominated as the next Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Trump said on his Truth Social platform over the weekend his new peak for the Immigration Enforcement Agency is a former U.S. Marine and Patriot. Real operational experience. He says Schroyer is a proven leader with decades of experience locking up the worst of the worst. The nomination also comes after former ICE Director Todd Lyons resigned at the end of May. David Venturella, a former executive at a private prison operator, has been serving as the acting head of the agency. If confirmed, Schroyer will lead ICE at a time when the public mood has soured on Trump's immigration crackdown. No, it hasn't. It's only soured on the left because all of their votes are being taken away. It sent surges of federal immigration officers into American cities to round up immigrants, much to the cheers of people like me, and probably you. The raid sent tensions soaring and prompted clashes between protesters and law enforcement. Well, yeah, but a lot of that was orchestrated, and orchestrated by the likes of the Chinese Communist Party and George Soros. Trump returned to the White House on a promise of mass deportations, and ICE has been the center executor of all of that. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, also from Oklahoma, and former congressman to the state and senator, is still settling into his role as the cabinet agency head. He promised to keep his department out of the headlines and has indicated a softer tone on immigration. but he quickly praised Schroyer's nomination on X. With over 29 years of law enforcement experience, Lance will play a vital role in helping deliver the president's mandate on the American people to target, arrest, and deport illegal aliens. ICE has not had a Senate-confirmed director since the Obama administration, a result of polarizing politics around the agency and immigration policy. So we'll see how long this takes. Just because Trump has made the nomination doesn't mean they're going to actually go through with it. They may. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Another reminder, 4th of July weekend coming up. And that's going to mean it's the biggest 4th of July parade in the whole state. One of the biggest in the country. Liberty Fest 2026 parade. And that'll be 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, downtown Edmond. Then later that night, the Grand Fireworks Show. It's back on the grounds of UCO. And that means I'll be able to watch it from the front porch of the Matthews Mansion again. I will be the MC of the parade, so I hope to see you there. And bring your strollers, bring your coolers. Some people are bringing little, it rained last year, so, maybe be prepared for that. Also bring your patience, because after it's all over, it sometimes takes a long time to get out of that downtown area. It gets quite congested. So bring your patience with you. But happy 4th of July to the USA. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. The body of a teenage boy who disappeared in a flooded Oklahoma City creek has been recovered.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A brain implant developed in California has allowed a man with ALS to continue to communicate with friends and family.
47-year-old Casey Harrell, who suffers from severe paralysis and speech impairment, is now also able to browse the internet and work from home. The Experimental Brain Computer Interface, or BCI, works by translating brain signals into text while also allowing users to control a computer cursor. It was developed by researchers at UC Davis in conjunction with Brown University and Mass General Brigham Neuroscience Institute. KTLA reports the findings published in Nature Medicine show the BCI could lead to greater independence for people with paralysis and other severe neurological conditions that limit speech and movement. I'm Sharon Reardon.
One of the most influential Japanese chefs in the world, who helped bring California-style sushi to the masses, has died.
Katsuya Uechi was a legend in Los Angeles. His original namesake restaurant, Katsuya, on Sushi Row in Studio City, a landmark since opening in the late 90s. He took traditional sushi and gave it a bold California twist, adding jalapeno pepper to slices of delicate yellowtail, and he's credited with either creating or popularizing and perfecting the now ubiquitous spicy tuna crispy rice. The Okinawa-born sushi master built a global empire. His restaurant group confirming his death, but no details. Katsuya Uechi was 67. I'm Jason Athenson.
Hunters will have an earlier chance to start up deer season later this summer.
North Carolina is opening up new deer hunting windows this fall to help slow a fatal wildlife disease. The Wildlife Resources Commission announced the changes as chronic wasting disease continues to threaten the state's deer herd. Biologists say expanding hunting across 7 high-risk counties will thin out the population and limit animal-to-animal contact, slowing the spread of the disease. A special early season for antlered deer starts on August 22nd in areas like Cumberland County. To track it, the state is offering faster test results this season, though testing remains voluntary for hunters. I'm Joe Morano.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. The body of a teenage boy who disappeared in a flooded northwest Oklahoma City creek has been recovered. Fire officials say four teens were swimming near Northwest 186th Street and Northwestern Avenue when one of them went underwater and failed to resurface. Divers were able to successfully locate the boy in about 15 feet of water after a difficult search complicated by muddy, flood-swollen conditions. Authorities are urging residents to use caution around creeks and waterways following recent heavy rain. The victim's name hasn't currently been released. Officials continue stressing the importance of wearing life jackets and being aware of water conditions. The state of Oklahoma is set to receive nearly $200,000 through a National Veterans Affairs Initiative aimed at helping veterans experiencing homelessness. Funding is reportedly part of a $33 million nationwide program supporting housing assistance and related services for veterans. Officials say that money will be distributed to organizations that provide housing support for veterans in need. The goal is to reportedly help more veterans secure stable housing and reduce the homelessness population among them. Local agencies are expected to receive full funding in the coming months. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at ModusHealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively.
The UPS store is offering to ship ranch dressing to the Europeans at a discount. Remember, all our allies over in Europe, they just hate us. They just hate us. They're laughing at us.
God bless America is all I got to say on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect windy conditions under a crystal clear sky with a low of 74. Tomorrow will bring hazy sunshine, increasing winds, and warm temperatures, reaching a high of 96. Tomorrow night, anticipate a steady breeze in the evening with partly cloudy skies and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Wednesday, prepare for a day with a steady breeze, a mix of sunshine and clouds, and a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
All politics begin at the local level. That's why Freedom 96.9 is committed to hosting lively and local conversations about issues that impact your world in Oklahoma. From the oil fields to the gas pumps to underfunded schools to soaring grocery prices, we're the only station that covers critical issues with 100,000 watts of coverage. That means more people have a voice in decision-making, whether it's D.C. or OKC. We're letting freedom ring. We're the new Freedom 96.9.
They could have applied for different directions, but the status is PR. They could have applied for different directions, but the status itself can be ended in a
Like I said at the beginning of the program, we've been having some gremlins that I've been trying to work out here on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with their drive. But we will plug on together, you and I. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Some talk show hosts get all cranked up. Some have temper tantrums. Some blame, and I get it. You're supposed to be passionate about what you do. You're supposed to care about the product. I have just been doing this so long, it doesn't bother me anymore. Okay? I always keep it in perspective, what I do for a living versus what a lovely wife does for a living. Lovely wife, registered nurse with a specialty in cardiac critical care, and pulmonology, which is that fancy word for the lungs and the heart. Lovely wife gets something wrong, makes a small mistake, somebody dies. We have problems with electronics that we can't fix and the wrong thing plays, big deal. So I try to keep it in perspective that way. Hey, it is Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. And so far, we've had a lot of lively conversation. A couple of major Supreme Court decisions were handed down today. Number one, the ballots that are mailed in to states that have mail-in ballots can be counted after Election Day as long as they are postmarked Election Day. The Supreme Court ruled that Election Day is the day when that choice is made by the voter. When it is counted is not relevant. At least not relevant to the case that they were given. Now, from what I understand, they're already launching another case to try to clarify. See, that's what happens when the Supreme Court gets a hold of these cases. First of all, for it to get to the Supreme Court is a lot. Once it gets to the Supreme Court, they can decide not to hear it, or they can kick it back to a lower court and say, you all deal with this. If they decide to deal with it, they are going to deal with it in the strict sense. They are not going to deal with it in terms of what it might imply or what may result as part of their decision. They try to separate themselves from the cause and the effect. I'll give you an example. Whether or not public funds can fund private schools in Oklahoma. Our state constitution says no. Section 9 quite clearly says so. But a very similar case worked its way through the Supreme Court, and back in February, the Supreme Court announced, yes, it can, public money can be used for a private school, even a religious school, as long as that school does not require membership in their religion as a stipulation of going to that school. So, I got a kid, let's say, going to school, not doing well. I think it's the school's fault. The only alternative is a Roman Catholic school. I can't afford to send my kid to that Roman Catholic school, but I'm going to use my income tax voucher to pay for it. Yes, the U.S. Supreme Court supersedes our state Supreme Court, and our state Supreme Court can then turn around and it needs to be amended. But nobody has brought that case to the Supreme Court. Can Oklahoma, and that's the disagreement I had with Gettner Drummond. Gettner Drummond ruled as Attorney General that the Oklahoma Constitution states public money cannot go to a private school. Fine. He's right. It says so in the Constitution. It's there in black and white. There's not a lot of gray area. In fact, there's none. But where does the U.S. Constitution come? Well, as long as no one has asked the U.S. Supreme Court about specifically Oklahoma's Section 9, well, there's no ruling on it. And whoever is in charge, whoever is Attorney General and chooses to interpret the Oklahoma Constitution that way, okay, so be it. So a specific case is going to have to be launched at some point. Now, I think the founders, I think the Diocese of Oklahoma is working on that legally. Because this all came down because the Diocese of Oklahoma wanted to form a virtual school, San Isidoro de Seville, and they wanted to be able to make it a charter school, meaning it would get state funds. And the Oklahoma Supreme Court said no. Quite clearly, they can't receive public funds. So now that case is going to have to be mounted with that specific question. Well, the specific question before the Supreme Court wasn't, is it okay to count ballots? It wasn't how long is too long before you don't count a ballot after an election. And according to the Supreme Court rule, well, as long as it's postmarked on the day of the election, meaning the actual ballot, the actual decision from the voter was made on election day, it can be indefinite. Now somebody needs to come up with a question that is, okay, is it okay to have, what is a reasonable amount of time to count a ballot after an election day? That's what the question needs to be. And I doubt the Supreme Court would hear it because, well, that's too vague a question. It's not our job to ask what is adequate and what isn't. It's our job to interpret what the U.S. Constitution says about this issue. So there's that, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Then there is a ruling that says Trump cannot fire somebody from the Treasury, Board of Trade, the Fed, Federal Reserve Board, because the Federal Reserve Board is independent of the government. It is not a part of the government, and it is not part of the executive branch. It ruled Trump can fire members of the Federal Trade Commission, members of the Department of Environmental Quality, and so on and so forth, because those are federal agencies. So that was handed down today. Tomorrow, we will probably get an answer on birthright citizenship. Probably about 10 o'clock tomorrow. And we'll have that to talk about on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. So, 405-608-4377. New laws have kicked in and will be kicking in this week. I've gone over a few of them. What are your thoughts? Governor Stitt has claimed the charges of favoritism against him are just election year stunts. A grand jury, multi-county grand jury, has found that Governor Stitt did absolutely nothing illegal. And President Trump announced on Monday that Iran had requested another meeting after fighting resumed over the weekend, with both Washington and Tehran accusing the other of violating the ceasefire. Iranian officials disputed Trump's claim, saying no talks had been scheduled. Trump said the meeting would take place Tuesday in Doha, Qatar. A U.S. official told The Hill that both sides had agreed to stand down for now and allow commercial vessels to move freely through the Strait of Hormuz while technical negotiations are continued. Senior Iranian negotiator Kazim Garababadi said that technical talks would be held in Doha, but that was not confirmed, though he said consultations with Qatar were continuing. The diplomatic uncertainty comes after fighting resumed on Friday when Trump called an Iranian drone attack on a commercial cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz a foolish violation of the ceasefire. I'd say he's right. U.S. Central Command confirmed it later carried out retaliatory strikes on Iranian targets. Not enough if they still had the means by which they could launch drones. Strait of Hormuz is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes, carrying one-fifth of the global traded oil and natural gas. Iran quickly rejected the accusation, of course. Tensions escalated further on Saturday when Trump threatened Iran's existence, saying it's very possible they will never learn. I don't think that it's beyond very possible. I think it's a certainty. I've been saying this now for about 4 weeks. I've been holding off on saying it like this, but it's become pretty apparent. And I'm not talking about the people of Iran. I'm talking about the government of Iran. I'm talking about the mindset of the Iranian Republican Guard. They are a bunch of Persian rug merchants. Picture the movie Casablanca. Beautiful Ingrid Bergman walking through the market, everybody pitching things to her. She goes over to and looks at a nice textile. And the guy starts throwing numbers at her. Oh, no, it's too much. It's too much. She says, oh, no, 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 no. And he keeps coming down little by little. Then finally, Humphrey Bogart shows up. You know, it's a ripoff, you see. Oh, if you are a friend of Rick's, it is 50% off. No, thank you. No, thank you. And she walks away. All right. That merchant knew he had power over him as long as they were talking. So he was going to try to keep her talking, because as long as he kept her talking, she was there looking at his goods, not somebody else's. This is the way they negotiate. As long as they keep us talking, we are not bombing them. That is the only goal. That is why they signed Memorandum of Understanding, the MOA. That was to keep us talking and not bombing them. Then they send out a few bombs. Oh, we didn't violate the ceasefire. And then they hit you with a technicality. You hadn't finished signing the paperwork yet. So technically we weren't under a ceasefire. The only thing they will understand, that this is not the negotiation of a body of people who are capitulating. This is not the negotiation of a group of people who want to surrender. This is a group of people who are trying everything they can to keep us talking so we will not continue bombing. Once they keep us talking, they will begin to rebuild. Once they begin to rebuild, they will rearm. Once they rearm, they will try to get nukes again, hoping we won't pay attention. We need to make these Persian rug merchants so miserable. Generations of their children shall pass before they appeal to this type of warfare again. I know I'm lifting William Tecumseh Sherman's battle philosophy. William Tecumseh Sherman, interesting guy. When the Civil War broke out, he was the commandant of the Louisiana Military Academy in Baton Rouge, home of the Fighting Tigers. Does that sound familiar? They were mostly an artillery battalion. He resigned when the Civil War broke out because Louisiana went with the Confederacy. And he said, "You politicians have gotten this country in one hell of a mess, and I want no part of it." And he skedaddled to, I don't remember, Ohio, what his home state was. Anyway, he was a West Point grad, and as such, a scarce commodity. He was coaxed back to service by Lincoln and by his old friend Ulysses S. Grant. And when Ulysses S. Grant assumed the very first major general role of the entire Army of the Northern Virginia, I'm sorry, the entire Union Army, that was his order. Wherever Lee goes, you will also go. Or was it Johnson? Maybe it was Johnson. Yeah, wherever Johnson goes, you will also go. The Confederate general used to follow, and he doggedly began tracking and following Johnson, and he would not let the Confederacy rest and dig trenches. He kept on the move, and he was criticized for being bloody. He was criticized for burning and pillaging as he went. Well, that's how he was able to not have to wait on his supply lines. He would burn and pillage the farms as he went. And he made no apologies of it either. "I plan to make this conflict so miserable on those that began it, generations shall pass before they appeal to it again," was his quote to one newspaper article. And he did, and he was right. Anyway, that's the attitude it's got to be with the IRGC, I'm afraid, and I'm not seeing it right now, but okay. I also know that Trump wants things settled down before the midterms get into their heyday, which will be here before we know it. It is Lee Matthews and the Drive on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. So what do you think of the new SCOTUS rulings that came down today? New laws that kicked in today? Grand jury didn't find anything wrong with Stitt. I wasn't surprised. And what's going on in Iran? Or anything else you might want to bring to the topic buffet on Freedom 96.9? It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's more than about just making the money. It's about hanging on to the money that you have. And that's where my good friend Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital comes in. I'm Lee Matthews. You know, when I started my 401k, these many years ago, I won't say how many years ago, I put it out of my head. And I'm glad I did, because it's been growing and growing and growing and growing over these 40 years or so, and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. To the point where when I started doing business with McGuire Capital, I said, look, I've got this much in here. I'd like to bring it to this level. And he goes, oh, yeah, we'll hit that. Don't worry about it. In fact, we can go beyond that. And he showed me ways to make that happen. He can do the same with you, no matter what it is, whatever your asset is, whether it's $500, $5,000, or $5 million. McGuire Capital, right here in the Bethany area, 6632 Northwest 39th Street, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, McGuire Capital.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time. Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with Range Rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 in Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
When I was 23 years old, I was diagnosed with inoperable Hodgkin's disease. There's a lot of different ways cancer can go. It's frightening, it's new, it's unknown, but having your people there is all that you could ever ask for. We are all just leading each other home. And that's what I think our job is.
Visit oklahoma.gov/OCCN to connect with the Cancer Survivorship Series.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
I mean, I love my country because I'm not an elected official, and I don't think I could represent anybody that would be dumb enough to vote for me. I would engage in so much fraud. I'm a John Adams nightmare, but I'm honest about it. That's the difference between, like, people like me and Democrats. We're honest.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Got 10 to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together.
Did we raid Biden's home? You know, did we try and bankrupt Biden? Did they come after us? Did we weaponize every AG and DA, you know, against Biden? Do we do that against Hunter Biden, who had a laptop from hell, pictures of cocaine, illicit drug use, prostitution? You know, did we do that? Did we make up a dirty dossier?
Eric Trump talking to Chris Cuomo about, you think that Trump's strategy is the same as the Democrats that are trying to take over the Democrat Party in New York? You think those strategies are similar? Really? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. John writes, Lee, do you know that, already answered that one, didn't we? Yes, our difference between a constitutional republic and a democracy. Tram writes, Lee, President Trump on Truth Social wrote, the communists are finally making their move. I've been waiting and preparing for this for a long time. It's easy to be a communist. All you have to do is say, I'll give you everything. But that means you're taking it away from others that haven't earned it. Over thousands of years, that ideology has not worked. The game is on. I'll enjoy watching it. Thank you. Yes, Travis, I did see that over the weekend, and Trump is right. Because, yeah, everybody's talking about it now and how, oh, they're taking over the party. They're taking over the party. It's not going to last long. It's not going to last long because they're not going to be successful. They're going to further push New York City into economic trouble. And before you know it, the city council of New York City once again will be coming to the federal government and asking for a bailout like they did 10 years ago when they were in this same mess. 405-608-4377. And I was having this conversation, too, about the podcasting the podcasting phase. It's a fad, really. And how it's, I don't think it's going to last because people don't want to wait for the content and they don't want to have to sit through a 3-hour podcast to hear what the point of the podcast is. It's like when I get sent a video and it's an hour long video. Hey, Lee, have a look at this. I'm like, okay. And I immediately send it back. You're going to have to break this down for me because I'm not sitting through an hour of a video to see whatever it is your point is. People aren't going to want to sit through Michelle Obama's podcast for an hour of hearing her whining and complaining about how hard it was to be the first lady. And by the way, I did some thinking about this over the weekend. Has there been a first lady who was more miserable at being first lady than Michelle Obama? Maybe Bess Truman. I read Bess Truman loathed being the first lady and loathed having to live in the White House. But
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Senator Chris Murphy says the Save America Act could undermine further elections. Supporters say the bill is designed to strengthen election security. The measure remains before Congress. A political exchange on The View is drawing attention after co-host Joy Behar said she's embarrassed to be an American over the Trump administration's immigration policies, adding that we all should be. Behar cited the concerns about the treatment of immigrants, while co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin offered a different perspective, saying she's very, very proud to be an American and pointing to the nation's upcoming 250th anniversary celebrations. The discussion reflects the sharply divided views surrounding immigration and national identity. Mississippi is launching a database of people believed to be in the country illegally, drawing praise from supporters and concern from immigrant advocates over privacy and profiling. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over 1 million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. The body of a teenage boy who disappeared in a flooded northwest Oklahoma City creek has been recovered.
Fire officials say four teens were swimming near Northwest 186th Street and Northwestern Avenue when one of them went underwater and failed to resurface. Divers were able to successfully locate the boy in about 15 feet of water after a difficult search complicated by muddy, flood-swollen conditions. Authorities are urging residents to use caution around creeks and waterways following recent heavy rain. The victim's name hasn't currently been released. Officials continue stressing the importance of wearing life jackets and being aware of water conditions. The state of Oklahoma is set to receive nearly $200,000 through a National Veterans Affairs Initiative aimed at helping veterans experiencing homelessness. Funding is reportedly part of a $33 million nationwide program supporting housing assistance and related services for veterans. Officials say that money will be distributed to organizations that provide housing support for veterans in need. The goal is to reportedly help more veterans secure stable housing and reduce the homelessness population among them. Local agencies are expected to receive full funding in the coming months. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
You've worked hard, paid your dues, done things the right way. Now it's time to make sure your Medicare insurance plan works just as hard for you. Health 65 in Edmond can help you cut through the confusion and find a Medicare insurance plan that fits your needs without the hassle. Whether you're turning 65, retiring, or just need help reviewing your options, Health 65 is here to help you make a confident choice. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call me today or visit health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
You're hearing it all the time, especially when it comes to advice for the youth of America. Don't go major in something that is going to be replaceable by artificial intelligence. Do something with your life that is not replaceable. And one of the things that's not replaceable, electrician, plumber, cabinet building, that kind of hands-on labor. And that's why it's because the experts know that that can't be replaced by artificial intelligence. And as much as large companies want to replace a lot by artificial intelligence, there's some things they can't. And one of those is relationships. And having a good relationship with your automobile dealer and your automobile mechanic is as important as having a good relationship with a doctor or a dentist. And Frontier Auto Group is here to build that relationship with you. I'm Lee Matthews. As Frontier Auto Group has been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, they also want to continue to help you by looking into whatever that check engine light is meaning in your car, the low tire pressure light, the weak battery, the air conditioning not working the way it should, safety recalls. They'll take care of all that absolutely free. And it's a short drive to El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66, where they're located to get the job done. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. Well, what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
The WNBA owes its recent popularity, fame, and yes, money to Caitlin Clark, but she will never get it. And I will explain why as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect windy conditions under a crystal clear sky with a low of 74. Tomorrow will bring hazy sunshine, increasing winds, and warm temperatures, reaching a high of 96. Tomorrow night, anticipate a steady breeze in the evening with partly cloudy skies and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Wednesday, prepare for a day with a steady breeze, a mix of sunshine and clouds, and a high of 93. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
That's
temporary protective status was never intended to be permanent. And there's a lot of people that came over here 15, 20 years ago underneath TPS that's already changed their status. The whole time these individuals have been here underneath the temporary protective status, they could have applied for a visa, they could have applied for a LPR, they could have applied for different directions.
But they didn't do it. T is for temporary. Basically what he's trying to get across. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Russell in Oklahoma City. Hi there.
Hey there, Lee. Couple of things I want to talk about, and I did some I was brainstorming over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about education and the governor and the governor's race and how they're going to hopefully change Oklahoma for the better. And about education, and the reason why education or Oklahoma tests so poorly or ranks so poorly in the little rankings on education. One of the reasons is Massachusetts is rated number one because they have the highest ACT scores, they have the highest graduation scores, and they have the highest paid teacher in the country.
Okay.
They're ranked number one. Okay. One of the reasons why, and I delved into that. Sorry.
My goodness, what was that?
You sounded Oklahoma.
Sound like you were grinding gears there, big fella.
Car passed me.
Ah, okay.
Oklahoma got rid of Common Core, and Massachusetts has Common Core. Number two, Massachusetts makes their high school graduates take a assessment test to graduate. Oklahoma does not. Oklahoma makes or has our high school students go for the ACT, and Oklahoma does not. If the student doesn't make the criteria, they just send them through the system until they're out.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why Oklahoma is so poor or on education. So the question is, should we have gotten rid of Common Core?
I think so.
Why?
I think because we need to get back to teaching phonics to learn how to read. And because if you can't read, you can't do anything else. And we need to get back to teaching real math. 1 + 1 = 2. Instead, we've had a program where, okay, if we're going to try to teach the kid to read the word cat, we're going to show them a picture of a cat, and then we're going to show them the picture of the word cat, C-A-T, and we're going to hope that they can connect the two. Well, they don't know that the word cat is pronounced cat because they don't know what all the letters, the sounds of all the letters make because they're not teaching phonics. So that's why our reading score is so poor. Our math scores are poor because we're encouraging kids to come up with any answer because we can't make sure that some kids are participating and some kids are feeling left out because they can't catch up. So when little Johnny says 2 + 2 = 5, the teacher will say, that's a good try, Johnny, and then move on. Okay, instead of no, Johnny, 2 + 2 = 5, it is 4. Here's why. All right.
Okay.
The union doesn't want those teached. They don't want teachers to have to teach those because the union wants to control everything that is taught in our school. And the union also wants to control all of the money that's going into our schools. Well, that is keeping the money from going to the teachers. That's keeping the money from most of the money we're spending on education is going to administration. So I don't know that we have as much a problem of education as we have a problem of we're spending too much money on the wrong things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second thing is we have a lot of people who work for the federal government.
Yes.
Okay. So would that include the military?
Yes.
Okay. can the president go to his Secretary of Defense and say, everybody that's over the age of 65, give them an honorable discharge and call it that, or offer them a retirement?
Well, I'm not sure I have a problem with our government employees getting paid well and having a good retirement. I mean, in many cases, they're laying down their lives for us. So I don't know that a mandatory retirement for them would be worth anything. Usually, if you're in a line of the military that puts you in danger, that puts you in a high risk, they usually get out or move on to a non-combatant type of job before they get to be 65.
Well, there are some generals who be there for like 40 years.
Well, sure. And if they still feel like they can work, I think they should have the freedom of anybody else who wants to continue working as long as they want to work.
But the question is, that wasn't the question. I said, can the president go to his Secretary of Defense and say, offer these people retirement or...
Oh, well, yeah, he can. I'm saying I don't think he should.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend?
It was adequate, I should say. Yeah, it was adequate.
So what's your plans for the 4th?
My sister-in-law lives down in the DFW area. She loves coming to the Edmund Parade, but she's gotten to the point where she really can't drive. So, lovely wife and I are going to go down there and pick her up and bring her back here.
Your sister, right?
No, my wife's sister.
Oh, your sister-in-law.
Yeah,
okay, so the in-laws are going to be in town.
Yeah, I do have a sister, but my sister is in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well,
so that's what I, but this weekend, you know, she loves my cooking and she loves certain dishes that I make. So I was prepping. I spent the weekend prepping a lot of those dishes so that I can, because I don't like to spend all day cooking, you see. So when we're doing 4th of July, I want to spend time with family and visit and, you know, so I do a lot of prepping to make sure I'm not in the kitchen all day.
So that means you're not going to be here Friday, right?
Correct.
You're going to be at it?
Okay. Correct.
So
yeah.
Thursday is your last day until after the 4th.
Yes.
Okay. So
there'll be a best of.
Have fun.
There'll
have
be a
good
best of on Friday, though.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Anyway, have fun.
All right.
Safe trip.
Miss me. Thank you,
ooh,
Russell.
Burn.
Thank you, Russell, on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Top Radio. Lee Matthews on the drive. Terry writes, Lee, please don't worry so much about what's going on with the president and Iran. New leaked details are reportedly revealing more about President Trump's U.S.-Iran peace deal, and the picture is becoming very clear. Trump is not trying to give Iran another weak Obama-style handshake. He's trying to build a deal that takes away nuclear leverage, calms the region, reopens the routes, and keeps America out of another Middle East disaster. This is why the old foreign policy crowd is panicking. They spent years telling Americans that weakness was diplomacy, that paying off enemies was strategy, and that letting Iran take the world from crisis to crisis was somehow stability. Trump is moving differently. He's using pressure, leverage, timing, allies, and direct negotiation to force a result instead of managing the same problem forever. The details still matter, of course. Enforcement matters even more, and nobody should trust Iran without verification. But if this deal removes nuclear material, stops escalation, protects Israel, and brings the Strait of Hormuz back under control, then this could become one of the biggest peace-through-strength wins of Trump's presidency. I think of American history, Terry. Terry goes on to say, no blind trust, no weaker surrender, no Obama repeat. Trump is trying to bring it all home. That's well written, by the way, Terry, and I thank you. I agree. I agree with you. I hope it I hope it works out that way. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. No ranch left behind? As more visitors to the United States for the World Cup discover their new favorite condiment, the UPS store is offering to help feed the obsession by shipping bottles of ranch home at a discount. If you need to get your ranch dressing home safely, the company wrote in a release, transport your new favorite condiment back home thanks to the UPS store. You know what? These Europeans probably, if they've never seen ranch dressing, they probably have never seen a UPS store and don't know what it's for. So even that will have them going, ooh, ah. Ranch lovers will get 20% off shipping to ship, dip, and enjoy ranch dressing no matter where you live. The coupon is valid through September. The promotion comes as ranch fever has taken over social media during the tournament. TSA has even reminded travelers that full-size bottles of ranch dressing must be packed in checked bags. In a playful Instagram post, the agency dubbed ranch the king of condiments and listed everything from pizza to chicken wings as the perfect companions for the creamy dressing. Kraft also has joined in the craze, announcing that it will release a travel-friendly bottle so visitors can bring a taste of America home. Some visitors leave with souvenirs. Others leave with America's favorite dressing, the company wrote. Since the World Cup kicked off on June 11th, social media has been flooded with the videos of fans of ranch dressing. I can't believe a company as large as Kraft or even as Hidden Valley Ranch has not been trying to open it up in those European markets. I can't believe that. But maybe there's something weird going on. Sometimes when you're dealing with exporting these kinds of things, especially anything dairy, there's weird things when it comes to pasteurization laws and pasteurization, for instance. But I can't imagine. Maybe Great Britain would. You'd be able to export it to Great Britain. I don't know, but I don't know what the pasteurization laws are in some of these other countries. You cannot ship something across a border that hasn't been pasteurized. It was like that in the United States for a long time. That's why there is a movie about smuggling Coors beer into Georgia from Texas, because you couldn't get Coors beer in Georgia. That's why Smokey and the Bandit was hauling beer, because you couldn't buy Coors beer in Georgia at that time because of pasteurization laws. And Coors was one of the few beers that still didn't pasteurize. And I don't think they still don't. It's just the other states have changed their pasteurization laws. Beer doesn't need to be pasteurized to preserve. It's got alcohol in it. That will be enough of a preservative. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And on the way, some ask why I'm not a big sports fan, and this is one of those reasons. But the WNBA owes its recent popularity and fame to Caitlin Clark, and I'm going to explain why she will never, ever get her due credit. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Prank calls. Used to get them. And I'll plead the fifth on whether or not I used to make them. But what's worse than prank calls are now junk and phishing calls. Whether it's a call itself or an email or a text, I got four today. I don't know what the deal is. I'm Lee Matthews, and if you were born in 1961, you're probably getting them too, especially from people who want you to sign up through them for Medicare. Here's where you ignore all of that and you call my good friend Eunice Corey of Well Preserved Advisory Group. And that number is 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. One phone call and they will put together a plan that will work for you. No pranks, no BS, no long distance. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Modus Health. They don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain. They find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively.
This is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Many everyday devices, including phones, power banks, e-bikes, and mobility devices, are powered by lithium-ion batteries. If they're damaged, improperly charged, or improperly disposed of, it can cause serious fires. The National Fire Protection Association reminds you to buy batteries and devices from reputable manufacturers, use only the charger made for the device, and never charge batteries on beds, couches, or near combustible materials. Stop using batteries that overheat, swell, or are damaged, and never throw lithium-ion batteries in the trash. More information at okc.gov/fire.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
As we gear up for barbecues and fireworks, there's still fireworks happening in the Middle East and in Washington, D.C. over trying to get legislation passed. I'm Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive deep on the news of the day, cover all the breaking news, and I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9, the voice of freedom across the great state of Oklahoma.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews in the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. Yes, I will be out Friday because of the holiday. It'll be a best of, but I will also be emceeing the 4th of July parade, the Liberty Fest parade in Edmond, 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Hope to see you out there on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Some people ask me why I don't watch a lot of pro sports, and this is why. Because what we saw was over the weekend, the Phoenix Mercury forward Alyssa Thomas was knocked with a one-game suspension and a flagrant foul after recklessly making contact with her fist to the throat of Caitlin Clark. It was done on purpose. The referees did not see it. The camera did. And so the WNBA was able to come back and hit her with a one-game suspension, and I agree. Referees didn't call foul during or after the play. It makes me wish they did this with regular NBA games and with the NFL. It was egregious and disrespectful, said many who watched it. That said, according to the league rules, WNBA office has the ability to change the classification of a flagrant foul to upgrade that call. There are a lot of flagrant fouls going up against Caitlin Clark, and it's unfortunate because I think there's just a lot of jealousy. Caitlin Clark is getting a lot of press because she, I think, single-handedly has saved the WNBA. She plays as good as a man, and that's why she and watching her play is attracting more people to the WNBA. So I think the WNBA owes all of its recent success and money and fame to Caitlin Clark, but they're never going to give it to her because, one, she's white, two, attractive, and three, straight. And she is so despised by many of her fellow players for those three reasons. But what do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Chris is in Norman. Hi, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Lee, how are you?
Guns for everybody.
Absolutely. Hey, a couple of things. So one, you just threw the Caitlin thing in there, and I could not agree more. I will say I've coached sports for years, and a lot of times I've told my kids that not only do you have to beat your opponents, sometimes you have to beat the clock.
Mm-hmm.
You got to beat the refs. You got to beat the fans. Like, there's so much that goes into that, and she has always shown great character mm-hmm. in doing all those things, and I'm appreciative of that. The thing I called about, actually there was two, and I can't remember the second one, but the talking about Common Core and teaching. So I think some of the problem is there's not a single solution.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, I think what you're saying about the reading and the elementary issue is absolutely correct. But as they get to the high school or they get a little bit older, the Common Core has a lot of value.
Oh, okay.
Because, I'll turn this because we're not really in Common Core so much anymore, but one of the questions I'll ask students a lot of times, explain this to me.
Mm-hmm.
And under Common Core, it forced students to explain their reasoning, their answers, as opposed to just regurgitating facts and figures. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I just don't understand how it's different from when I went to high school, because when I went to high school, I was expected to explain like that as well.
Yeah, you and me both. So you had to come up with the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the kids are absolutely different these days.
Yeah.
And I will say this, we used to have a exit series of tests to graduate high school.
Yeah.
And they've done away with that, which I think was horrible.
Yeah.
Because it did put some skin in the game.
Yeah. Well, and I'm afraid I got to leave it there, Chris. I'm afraid I'm out of time, but thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.